Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy Hump Day, Black Twitter. We're back together again, and I love it. Don't you? Now, today I'm going to tweet for people who made it through yesterday looking at their timeline like, oh my God. Oh my God. Y'all, what was yesterday? I mean, I know it was Tuesday, but what was yesterday? All the things were happening. Apple Music has Mary J. Blige asking Hillary Clinton what's in the new crispy chicken wrap. Quite a few people decided they wanted to argue whether or not having a degree or having a passport were less of an achievement. And there was another episode of As the Timeline Scrolls that had my entire feed looking like it was up for a daytime Emmy. Now, if you missed it, this latest episode of As the Timeline Scrolls stars at Jamaican Honey, at 24 underscore ski, sky? Ski? Ski, go with it. And I am frickin' Lex with a whole supporting cast of characters. Where to start? At the beginning. Okay, so.
I'm thinking Lex was too nasty to someone and then at 24 ski retweet her to then subtweet her and be like, oh, all the ugly ones are always horny. So Lex subtweeted 24 ski back to say these men's be calling her ugly in the tweets, but be in her DMs. Then 24 Ski confronted her subtweet. Bad idea. So Lex put him on blast by twitpicking the DM of Ski asking Lex to sit on his face.
And that's just where things get started.
And then Jamaican Honey looked at the twitpick DM and saw the timestamp. Turns out Ski was supposedly with her at the time he was asking Lex to be used as a seat cushion. And she's pregnant.
Now we're heating up.
Ski claims Jamaican Honey is tripping because she was never his girl. He also claims she isn't pregnant. Jamaican Honey claims she met Ski's mom. Ski says binders full of women have met his mom.
And now we go nuclear.
24 Ski claims Jamaican Honey got the hurt. Jamaican Honey claims she put her fingers where no hand has gone before.
Messy. And the moral of the story is, don't call a woman ugly if you were just in her DMs offering rides on your face. I would tell you go read the tweets on your own, but at 24 underscore Ski deleted all his tweets. Men are so messy. Ski wasn't the only man to get in hot water on Twitter yesterday either. I told you a lot happened yesterday. DJ Envy got dragged for saying that stop and frisk isn't bad, it just got implemented improperly. Roll tape.
I don't think bringing back stop and frisk is the answer, especially when there's no proof that stop and frisk even worked in the first place.
Well, they got a lot of guns off the street. The way that the NYPD was doing it was unconstitutional. They didn't do it the way that it was supposed to be done. That's why they pulled it from New York.
Well, they said they had a 2013 report from the New York Attorney General that found that out of 2.4 million stops by police between 2009 and 2012, the stops resulted in a 3% conviction rate, and just 0.1% of the total stops went on to a violent crime conviction. So I don't
know how effective that is.
Yeah, I don't see how effective.
Well, they said the NYPD actually didn't do it right. They were stopping frisking anybody and didn't do areas where it was a lot of crime in those areas. They said if that was done the right way, it probably would be a lot higher. But they did get a lot of guns off the street regardless, even if you could say it's 1% or 0.1%. They got tons of guns off the street, which is the most important thing.
A lot of guns off the street. Are you sure, Envy? Really? First of all, none of what Charlemagne said means that any guns were taken off the street. The penal law of New York has a long list of weapons that can result in you getting a violent crime charge, including firearm, electronic dart gun, electronic stun gun, gravity knife, switchblade knife, pilum ballistic knife, metal knuckle knife, cane sword, billy, blackjack, bludgeon, metal knuckles, chukka stick, sandbag, sand club, wrist brace type slingshot or slung shot, shuriken or kung fu star, dagger, dangerous knife, dirk, razor, stiletto, imitation pistol, any other dangerous or deadly weapon or instrument with intent to use the same unlawfully against another. And these objects were only confiscated from people who were actually convicted of the crime. Actually carrying any of those things isn't a violent crime in and of itself. But please, Envy, tell us more about these guns that were taken off the street. Mind you, there are plenty of guns on the streets of New York right now that are supposed to be there. Guess what? It's legal to own a gun in New York State. The process to get a license for one is extremely tedious, but totally doable if you have the time and the money. There's pretty much nowhere in this country where you can't legally own a gun, even through a bunch of loopholes and obstacles. Hello, this is America. So what it really sounds like is DJ Envy is quite all right with our civil liberties getting trampled on just so a lot of guns can get off the street. Never mind that a ton of people had to get harassed for what might amount to 10 rifles, one machete, and a credo knife. This is the kind of logic that got us in trouble back in the 90s with the crime bill that the Clintons are in trouble for right now. What's worse, we now have a bunch of data on what actually works to reduce crime, and none of it includes stop and frisk. But guns off the street strike right at the heart of people's fears of black neighborhoods, and next thing you know, you have cops dropping us like flies because they think our wallets have bullets. Whatever, Envy. You know you're on the wrong side of an argument when Charlemagne is giving you facts and statistics that contradict what you're saying and you still double down. Is that a level up for Charlemagne? Is Angela Yee now the best one on the show? Poll time. Who's the spare host on The Breakfast Club? Take the poll at GMBT Show on Twitter. We gotta settle this. And in the meantime, on to better things. Mila Machinko and Lee Trouble have given us a bop to wop to. And
let me tell y'all something. I ain't never felt nothing like this before. I'm about to take over the world.
It's a jam. The song is called Addy Life, and you can find the iTunes link for it in the description. Go cop that so we can wop to that bop together. That's all for today's episode. Remember, whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Let's get over this hump day, shall we? Good morning, Black Twitter.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.